Thank you for coming on Disaster. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Judah. What's up?
Hey, nothing much, Judah. What's going on?
Good. Question for you.
Yes.
Regarding Hendrick Ashley, so I've seen Nikki's note. Did you, do you guys talk about this at all? About the mother being the aide?
Yeah, we just spoke about it. The mother never came in, but Nikki did talk to the case manager to let her know that she would have to come in and put in an application and follow our hiring process. And until she does that and completes that, we can still send out a regular aide.
Okay. Did anyone, perfect. Do we have the mother's information?
No, because we just found out about that.
Fine. Let's do it like this. Perla's on the way there now, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to hang out with you. Can you call Perla, tell her to get the mother's information, have her come to the office tomorrow morning, and we're going to do everything for her tomorrow so she can start services tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine. I'll call for it now.
Okay, because it sounds like the authorization is going to be coming in.
Okay.
All right, and then John, any update on Cockrell?
We don't have the authorization yet. I just asked Nikki about it, but I did put the schedule out there, so I'm hoping we can start on Wednesday. I'm just waiting on the authorization.
Okay. When you say you put the schedule out there, what does that mean?
That means the schedule has already been created.
I don't like that. Let me check. Okay. But no aid yet, right?
Correct.
Okay. Could you clock in Sylvia Payne, please? I see that she did the initial assessment on Saturday, but I don't see that it's clocked in.
Okay. Nikki just walked in. She has a question for you.
You called me. I just heard you on the phone with Rachel, so I just came in here.
Perfect. No, okay, good. Perfect. So I'm sitting here with Nama just going through some of these cases. So Hendrick, so great. That's good that the mother's going to be the aide. That's the best when the family's aide. Rachel's going to call Perla now to get Perla to get, ask her to get the caregiver's name information to have her come in tomorrow so we could start tomorrow.
Yeah, well, the case manager called me back right before you did. She talked to the mom, and the mom, I don't think she can come in. She said it's going to be about a week or two. But Rachel can still call and talk to her herself, but that's what she told the case manager.
Fine. So are they going to be okay with us sending an aide in the meantime?
Yes.
Perfect. So, fine. So we have to get the schedule, Rachel, and then we can try to staff it. This is the Youngstown one, right?
Yes, I believe so.
All right. Let's see if we can staff it for tomorrow. That would be pretty cool.
Okay.
Okay. Regarding, I'm going to call Stacey Fisher back. Which other one were we discussing? Lynn Davis.
Stacey Fisher, was it? And then Lucinda Burke.
Okay, we're going to call Stacey Fisher back again. I left her message before. And which other one, Rachel, did you say Burke? We've seen the Burke. This one is all set to start tomorrow after Perla does the assessment.
Okay.
Okay. Nikki, you said there's one here that we're waiting on the authorization. We're waiting on the authorization really for both of them, John and Hendrick, right?
Hendrick, I have to print it. She sent it. She sent the charge plan.
I'm just curious. So whenever we need the authorization for the CareStar patient, there's no way for us to look it up in a portal, right?
No, and this is the Ohio waiver plan. So I looked at it, and there's, not numbers on there. So when I print it, you'll see it. Matter of fact, I'll forward it to you. Because that one's not, a full authorization number like we normally get. It'll be billed like a Medicaid with the Ohio waiver plan.
I'm saying CareSource patient, we could go into the portal, and as soon as it's available, we get the authorization, we start, right? It looks like for the passport and for the Ohio home care waiver ones, we have no way of getting them except for asking the case manager, right?
I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. Hold on a second. What did you say? I lost my train of thought.
He wants to know
about the portal.
Yes.
Okay. So are you asking me, when they send it to us in CareStar, how we can just go in and get it that's ours, that's going to be our client. Is that your question?
Yes.
Yes. When they send it, most of the time, we don't really have to go in there and be like, yes, we'll take it. I mean, we say yes, we'll take it, but we're not like racing against the clock as much as we are with Direction Home.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have cases like this. So the only way we could start Hendrick and John is if the case manager actually emails us the service plan, right?
Correct.
We have to have a service plan for everybody, but yes.
Right, but I'm saying at least by when it's a care source, it's like, okay, we'll keep checking the portal if it's there, good, if not, not.
Correct.
Okay, that's fine. That's the answer. We have to get the authorization from the service plan. Okay, fine.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're saying now. Like how we go in care source, there is no portal for us to go in through for the Ohio care waiver plan. There's no portal. We have to wait on the service plan to come.
Perfect. So you have the authorization. You're going to send it over for Hendrick. And for John, they're working on it. They're going to send it over afterwards. Correct?
I have Hendrick. Yes. Yep.
Okay. And John, but fine, that's good. But regarding John, that one.
So Juana hasn't called me back yet. I emailed her and I called her. So I'm still waiting on her to respond back to me.
Perfect.
I thought she was sending to me Friday. She did not.
Perfect. All right. Amazing. Very good. I'll wait for your email. Rachel, good luck staffing both of them. And I'll keep you posted about Stacy. Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
For what? My well wishes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. And I see you guys having a lot of people coming into the office tomorrow, first up.
Yes, we do.
Good, good, good. Okay, thank you so much, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
See you later.